Hi, everyone. I'm really pleased to be speaking to you this morning. I'm a recent graduate from the Health Behavior Department at UNC Chapel Hill's Gilling School of Global Public Health. This presentation is my capstone project. So instead of a master's thesis, this is what we do. So this is a collaboration between a group of UNC students and the Injury and Violence Prevention in North Carolina. So if anybody's interested in learning more about that student organization partnership, please feel free to find me and I can tell you about it. So what I'm going to talk to you is the Capstone Project's overview, our study, what we found, and our recommendations. So this is the same image you just saw, but what we were looking at more specifically relates to the bridge between research and practice. So we wanted to find out how many stakeholders in North Carolina and across the nation are actually aware of the North Carolina Violent Death Reporting System. So our project goal was to see how many people are aware and using it. And given the lack of literature on this topic, we ended up doing some qualitative interviews to find out what we should really be asking about this data set to folks. So what we ended up doing, we created a survey that was distributed to 531 e-newsletter recipients of the Injury and Violence Prevention Branch, and we ended up with 119 completed samples. You can see here that local health directors made up about 50% of respondents, and that was because we reached out to them individually and asked them to please take the survey if they can. So one of the most important results is that we found that 50 to 70%, depending on the resource, were absolutely unaware of the ENCBDRS resource. That is a very large number when you realize that of the people who took this survey, they all receive e-newsletters about the Injury and Violence Prevention Branch, including information about these resources. So 50 to 70% of them just were not aware that it existed. Another finding was that there was varied use with these resources among people who did use them. So of the respondents that did use them, 65% used the website, 50% used the annual report, and so forth. The top three reasons that stakeholders use NCBDRS was to do needs assessments, advocacy, and working towards decreasing violent death. So our main top three results we gained from this, that there's extremely low awareness of resources. We thought that it would be low, but it was much lower than we expected. That there's varied resource use, and people who do use those resources, about 90% reported that they were easy to use as they are. So this led to some action items, like developing alternative dissemination methods to increase that lack of awareness, tailoring resource promotion to people who might be able to use them most effectively in activities to reduce violent death, and also in promoting existing resources as they are. So recommendations that came directly from what we found was to encourage student use. This includes making canned data sets for PhD students to use on their work. We also talked about holding meetings and webinars. This could include inviting community organizations who work with specific topics like youth suicide or things like that to come and meet with us and learn how to use the data set most effectively to inform their work. We also talked about holding press events for media and data releases and creating a social media presence. The social media presence was suggested by a few of the qualitative interviewees, we said, saying that it would be interesting to see different fact sheets listed at relevant times, to have those things canned and ready, say, should an unfortunate event related to violent death occur. We also suggested that presenting our findings would also make everyone in here aware of the North Carolina Violent Death Reporting System, and we're also working on publishing what we found. In the realm of recommendations for formatting and tailoring resources, although people said that the resources were easy to use, they had some very specific suggestions, like creating more visual representations of data, such as infographics. Along with that, creating packaged data sets, disaggregating data, and tailoring and targeting information towards specific groups as well. So implications for future areas of research, we came up with some ideas like focus groups with non-users to see if they would find that a certain infographic was very easy to use and could be used to inform policy and other programming to prevent violent death. Seeing if there are other states who have made some dissemination efforts so far. We're not super aware of too many things, but there are some successful things happening. If there's awareness of NCBDRS beyond the e-newsletter recipients, meaning we weren't sure if there were other relevant stakeholders that aren't on that e-newsletter that we didn't reach in this survey. piloting recommendations, and also studying large data set marketing strategies. So thank you to everybody who helped with this project.